comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Welcome, everybody, to Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Greg Mahochko here, and it is Sunday morning, the rare Sunday recording, followed up by the even more rare Sunday morning publishing. We're going, this is the full production this morning. You will have this. It is WrestleMania Sunday, and you're going to have this show in plenty of time for WrestleMania. Not that we're talking a whole lot of wrestling, but we will, because my guest this morning, and we are in a limited window because we're between my church and his church, and I feel like really my guest is doing the Lord's work in Southeast Missouri as a voice cried out in the wilderness. If you build it, they will come. And this is the 11th year of the Cape Comic-Con, and my guest is Ken Murphy. And Ken, welcome back to the show, sir. We get to chat like this every time, this time of year, every year, and just thrilled that Cape Comic-Con is back. And folks, 2 weeks away. That's all you've got to prepare yourself and make the plans to get to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, the Osage Center, the 15th through the 17th of April. Ken, welcome back to Nerds United.
Greg, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to having a wonderful conversation about Cape Comic-Con, and we are definitely doing the Lord's work. There's no question about that.
I feel the spirit and rushing through me. As I mentioned, this is WrestleMania Sunday, and perhaps the most notable addition to Cape Comic-Con for 2016 is, I mean, obviously in the years past, wrestlers have been there, and those around the industry, the Jerry King Lawlers, the Jim Cornette, which was my first year. Last year was Beautiful Bobby Eaton, but this year, you're bringing a card, son.
We are. We are absolutely doing that. Wrestling has been a strong part of Cape Comic-Con the last 3 years, and then going all the way back to year three, we had a card. So we're kind of returning a Saturday night wrestling live event with Cape Comic-Con this year and two WWE Hall of Famers.
Yes. Do we just want to jump right in and get to it? Well, let's get the wrestling stuff out of the way, and then we'll go in and talk, you know, my bread and butter, which is the comics. But I know one of them is his son is on the shelf, at least as of this recording. We don't know what might happen tonight at WrestleMania, but Bob Orton is going to be there.
Cowboy Bob Orton, St. Louis, Missouri native, father of course, Randy Orton, will be with us at Cape Comic-Con on Saturday, April 16th, doing a meet and greet, and he will also be at the live wrestling event for a second meet and greet and mingling with fans on Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m. at the Arena Building.
Now, I know that when you bring in folks to the show, it costs, you know, but is it cost extra for the cast?
You know what? I think he travels with the cast pretty lightly, so I do not believe any of us are absorbing an extra financial responsibility for him to bring the cast. No, I don't believe so.
And then let's talk about another legend of the wrestling industry from Amarillo, Texas, one of the true greats, Mr. Terry Funk.
The Double Cross Ranch. Legendary, legendary performer, NWA World Champion, the only two brothers, Dory Jr. and Terry, the only two natural blood brothers to hold the National Wrestling Alliance World Heavyweight Championship, ECW World Heavyweight Champion, and hardcore legend Terry Funk. Really excited, as you can tell. I can go on and on and speak about his career. Just a amazing performer. His history in Japan, second to none. Some really cool little Hollywood appearances that I know people like to talk about as well. yeah, couldn't be more excited to have two WWE Hall of Famers, Terry Funk and Cowboy Bob Orton. They will be at the Osage Center Saturday the 16th all day, meet and greets, autographs, visiting with fans, talking about wrestling that night, and they will be at the arena building to also share in the wrestling experience, meet and greets, autographs, talking to other wrestlers. Quite a weekend for wrestling in Cape Girardeau, Missouri with Cape Comic-Con.
And it's great that we're talking about it on this weekend, which is really the pinnacle, the highlight of the calendar year in the professional wrestling world, being WrestleMania. And as you said, two WWE Hall of Famers, but even, I mean, their careers even before that point carried themselves with, you know, fame and notoriety. You talk about Terry Funk, and I know more about Terry Funk from reading like the Mick Foley books than I know just from watching, you know, WWE at the time. It's you really get in depth. But let's peel back the curtain a little bit and tell me a little bit about the process that you go about, you know, getting, as we mentioned, two legit Hall of Famers, two of the classic names of professional wrestling.
Well, each year, the journeys to bring these guys in are a little different, and this one is a really great story. For anyone that goes back to St. Louis Wrestling at the Chase, about 10 years ago, I had the really good fortune to having lunch with the legendary ring announcer Larry Matisic. Now, as Wrestling at the Chase was winding down and the mid-80s were rolling around, Larry Matisic started a wrestling promotion with his friend Herb Simmons. Now, Herb Simmons and I then started a friendship 8 or 9 years ago, just corresponding back and forth on the internet and on the phone, and he's a licensed wrestling promoter and has been for 30 years. I was explaining to Herb that it was time to bring wrestling back to Cape Comic-Con, explain to him what Cape Comic-Con was all about. He got really excited when he started hearing the numbers of people we draw for our event, and he agreed to come down and put on a live wrestling event. So through Herb Simmons' relationship, he gets me in contact with Terry Funk, and I was able to travel to Jacksonville, Tennessee last fall for Terry Funk and Jerry the King Lawler's 35-year continued feud. They did a live wrestling event in Jacksonville, Tennessee in October. I was in attendance talking about peeling back the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got to go back down to the dressing room, meet them as they were putting on their gear, which is quite an experience. And I made Terry an offer to come to Cape Comic-Con right there. And he said he'd be happy to do it. That is the experience I had with meeting Terry Funk and inviting him to Cape Comic-Con and being a part of the event. Was by my relationship with the promoter of Southern Illinois Championship Wrestling, who will be putting on the live event for Cape Comic-Con April 16th. Now, Cowboy Bob Orton, being a St. Louis guy, has been working with Herb Simmons for years, so that was a very easy get as well.
You talk about, and wrestling at the Chase is something that I think really Midwest pro wrestling fans would remember. Calling your event Wrestling at the Arena, it will be, now, of course, the Comic-Con itself, Cape Con, will be once again at the Osage Center, but you're going back to the arena building, which is where I went to Comic-Con 2 years ago. So, I mean, you get ever since you announced wrestling at the arena, I've been jacked for it because I like that balcony seating and I like that little overhead kind of view into it. It's just going to be a great event. As we talk about the wrestling aspect of it, people who want to go out for the wrestling, tickets are going to be, I know, available at the door, but can they also get them in advance?
Sure. Tickets have been available at www.cape-con.com now, and you can purchase them there in advance for the next 10 or 12 days, and then they'll be available at the door starting Friday at Cape Comic Con all the way through till Saturday at the Arena Building.
I know our mutual friend, Mr. Jared Smith, he is wildly excited about Wrestling at the Arena. He says, because as I've been talking with you, the plan is for me certainly to come down, and I think we're right there, Ken. We're bringing the family. The whole Clan Mahochko is going to come down. Now, that being said, up in the air about Wrestling at the Arena, I admit. I don't know how long I can convince my three-month-old to be cooperative,
sure.
But we'll definitely be there. We're looking forward to a lot of fun and certainly meeting these legends of professional wrestling. So let's transition, get us conversation back to the Osage, because you got another stellar lineup jam-packed in for what's going to be Cape Con's 11th year.
We do. We do. The efforts and the growth from the fan base has transitioned and continued from year 10 on to year 11. We've got a lot of work done. The Osage Center is, again, set up to be an amazing event. More vendors, more crafters, more professional artists, more cosplay, all already lined up and ready to go. The building is sold out. Every square foot of the exhibitors hall is sold out. The game room is ready to go, both video and tabletop and card games, all in place, all programming scheduled at cape-con.com. Please check out all the scheduling. Again, the costume contest is probably the staple event of the weekend, where you have 200-400 people in attendance just watching those who are performing and vying for the big $200 cash prize. this year's event, again, by hard work and all the fans that support it in our region, sets up to be a fantastic weekend.
Let's talk about some of the things that are new on the schedule this year that possibly weren't on there last year. And I'm going to go straight to Friday night, because we've also added, I say we, it's the communal we.
Sure.
New for Cape Comic-Con is Trivia Night, 7 o'clock in the Hall of Heroes. And that's just, I'm guessing it is exactly as it sounds. People can, like all the trivia nights and things that communities have, get your friends together, get a table, and have some fun.
That's exactly right. There is no extra charge whatsoever to enjoy Trivia Night on Friday. You pay your $10 admission to get in, and seats will be available for Trivia Night. We will gather and start putting tables together for groupings, and we'll launch our first ever Trivia Night. We think it's going to be a really fun night. It's a really great way to settle in for the weekend of Cape Comic-Con. It is a big new addition that we're looking forward to in the early response has been really great for it. So I think it's going to be a great night. Brush up on all things. Probably have some professional wrestling questions in there as well.
When you say all things, I'm guessing all things Comic-Con related, as far as perhaps maybe Cape Comic-Con history and some even possible big names who've been there in past years, as well as just comic book history. What type of trivia did the people need to prepare themselves for?
Sure. Everything you've mentioned, to include iconic television history and film history. We will dig deep into comics themselves. I'm sure there'll be some great questions about storylines and writers and artists and actual numerical issues of the books. You name it, you can't miss it. There'll be a giant monsters section. We'll talk about Godzilla and King Kong. And there's nothing we will miss. We won't miss anything as it relates to Comic-Con.
Now, to the listeners out there, folks planning on going to Trivia Night, if you're sitting there at Trivia Night and you get stumped, just answer William Shatner. You got like a 50-50 shot of being right.
I'd say that's absolutely true.
Jumping on to Saturday, of course, Saturday being really the big day. The doors open at 9 o'clock. Things get going right away. As we mentioned, the costume contest, which is wildly popular and takes place at 2 o'clock, but registration opens at 9. Now, obviously, they don't have to be the first ones in the door, but it never hurts.
No, we want you to be there bright and early and experience the entire day for what we really hope to be an affordable $10 admission. Get every penny worth of entertainment you can out of that. There's programming all day long, and lots of people to meet and network with and enjoy Comic-Con with. So we want you there at 9 a.m. for sure. As far as registration for the costume contest, absolutely. We'll start registering at 9 o'clock. Contest will start promptly at 2 o'clock, because we've got to get it in, because we're under time restraints with everything else that's packed up before it and after it. But we are excited this year that the cosplayers have been tremendously supportive, and we thought it was time to up the ante. We don't believe that cosplay and costume contests are just about someone taking home a handful of money. We think it's about the art and that people really love to see people paying respects to their favorite characters. But we upped the ante this year to a $200 grand prize.
And it's it, I remember, you know, 2 years ago, which was my first Cape Con, and just, I mean, you had the people who looked like maybe they just assembled their costume that week, but then you had the people who really, I mean, you could tell, poured their heart and soul into it. And I, 2 years later, I've yet to see a cosplay that has beaten, in my opinion. I still got to go with Little Lego Batman from 2014. That little guy still, I think, my favorite 2 years later.
He was tremendous. There's no question he was tremendous. I appreciate them all. I really do. I appreciate all the cosplayers. Again, I think it's a personal artistic expression, and it should just be fun. And if you want to put a 3-hour effort into it and you want to come and enjoy your day, that's fantastic. I'd love to get my picture taken with you. If you want to spend 6 months and you want to stitch in detail every fine.
Ken, one of the things that I really enjoyed about last year's show were all the great panels. I mean, we had the Colin Bunn panel and the Misty Brew panel. We had a great cosplay panel. We had John Wesley Shipp. Looking at the schedule, more panels for this year. And tell us a little bit about some of these folks and groups who are going to be holding the panels. Panels get underway, by the way, started at 10 o'clock in the morning, folks.
Yep. I don't have them in front of me, but I do know that we have a wonderful steampunk exhibitor, and she will be doing a panel discussion on most things, all things steampunk. Really looking forward to that. That's a popular genre and interest to a lot of people. Santiago Cirillo is an actor out of Nashville, and he spent a couple of seasons on The Walking Dead, and he will be there doing he's going to do a panel discussion on his life. Very interesting fella. He's a veteran of the United States Armed Services, mm-hmm. and he's going to talk a little bit about that, and he's got a project to help veterans, and he'll talk about his time on the popular series The Walking Dead. He'll be there with us. Of course, Terry Funk and Bob Orton will be together for their question and answer panel discussion. Who am I forgetting?
Lion Forge panel?
Of course. Lorenzo Lozana, who is back with us again. He's the art director for a great publishing comic book company called Lion's Forge, and he is also the judge of our juried art exhibit. I don't want to forget about that. The Arts Council of Southeast Missouri partners with us for a live art exhibit all weekend that people will present their characters, and Lorenzo is a qualified judge for that. He judged it last year. He'll judge it again this year, and he'll talk about the lineup of the comic books that Lion Forge puts out. It's a great lineup with some really cool properties like Airwolf and Saved by the Bell and some other things they've created on their own.
And another one here, Costume Outside the Box.
Yes. So what we're doing this year is we have guests this year that are actual. They will actually take you through the process to create your own costume. If you want to start thinking ahead for next year, professional seamstress and they'll talk about accessories. And there's even a group there this year that they wanted to be there this year. I thought it was a really cool thing for all the cosplayers that come to events like mine. Mm-hmm. There are wardrobe malfunctions. There are tears. There are rips. There are breaks. And they're there to fix it. It's like cosplay medic, right? So we got a group there this year that you can go see them when you lose a button, when your zipper breaks, when whatever happens to your suit, and they'll mend it right there for you.
I can't wait to go up there and write first thing in the morning and say, I don't know what happened. I came in 2 minutes ago as Colossus, and now it's gone. Remake me Colossus.
Yeah, they'll get right to work.
That's right.
They'll get right to work.
10 o'clock in the Hall of Heroes, the T-Duel. Now, you got to explain that to me because that one raised an eyebrow of curiosity.
Okay, so I have looked over it one time, but I think we're all going to learn together.
Okay.
This is going to be a learning process. It is a hot tea. Mm-hmm. Both participants start out with their hot tea. And it's my understanding that there is a tea biscuit or a tea crumpet involved.
Okay. I'm still on board.
And then from there, I'm going to let her and judging decide who the winner is, actually. I don't know if it's how much tea the crumpet absorbs before you eat it. I just don't. We got to learn together on this one, Greg. We got to learn together.
Sometimes, you know, I say tea duel and you say hot tea, and I say, first person to down their cup of hot tea without, you know, fastest,
Yeah. So she's guaranteeing a good time.
That's right.
She's guaranteeing a fun experience. What is Comic-Con if it's not a new experience?
Yeah, that's true.
What are we all doing if we're not going to gather something new that we've never done before?
You've got to come on out and see what it's all about. Another quick thing, and then we're going to talk about, and then real fast mention some of the featured guests, but Planet Nine from Outer Space.
Second year for our acting company called Acting Out to perform Planet Nine from Outer Space. Worst film ever put on the movies, and it'll be the worst play. They do a great job. They do a fun job. Last year, about 60 people attended. They had a blast. Please come out and enjoy live theater at Cape Comic Con. Again, live wrestling, live theater, live tea duels. What else can you ask for?
Live tea duels. That's great. Talk about some of the featured guests, because we've got some notable names. Some award winners. A three-time Eisner Award winner.
Rick Burchett, again, St. Louis native, Southeast Missouri State University alumnus, can you imagine winning the Eisner three times in your chosen field? Amazing. Tremendous talent. When Warner Brothers and DC launched their very popular animated TV shows, mm-hmm. they turned to him to turn those animated TV shows into comic books.
Oh, wow.
And, just a beautiful rendition of what those fantastic animated TV shows of the 2000s, late 90s through mm-hmm. the mid-2000s brought to all of us and everyone that enjoyed those TV shows. And then they had to share that with the comic book audience and the comic book fans. They turned to Rick to do that. Just one of many of his projects and successes over a 35-year career. And yes, he is our big gun from DC Comics, Rick Burchett.
Brian Morris also going to be there. Tell the listeners who may not be familiar with his work a little bit more about him.
Brian is kind of a house guest. Brian is part of the show. Brian is a very good friend of mine and a tremendous author. Please come out and check out Brian's works. Tremendous orator. Has done some really fun work as an MC. As a host of panel discussions mm-hmm. and a fine, fine author. Please come out and check out Brian K. Morris's work.
Brian Koshak is back again, and always good to see him at the Cape Con.
Again, we developed the coolest thing about Cape Con, in all honesty, is it's relationship building. You know, this is 11 years now, and the relationship we've built with Brian Koshak and his work is, the fans expect to see him, and he's met them and he knows them personally. And the connection he has with Cape Comic Con fans over, at least the last 5 or 6 years is tremendous. And I encourage everyone to come out. And if you're a Star Wars fan,
yes,
we need to transition into Star Wars.
I was heading that direction next.
Yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan, his work with Dark Horse is kind of seminal. It's kind of really iconic stuff. So come out and see Brian for sure.
And straight also from a galaxy far, far away, R2-D2, because the STL. What, R2 Builders or something like that? Is that their official name?
It is. It's the St. Louis. It's the St. Louis R2 Builders Club. And here's the really fun thing. We had John Wesley Shipp last year.
Yes.
And you talk about an actor who has given quite a bit to this community and this genre, and he just embraces it. And we kind of tongue in cheek thought, well, R2 and certainly Santiago Cirillo, they'll be our guest actors this year. They'll be our media guests, and R2, they'll be live R2 units from the St. Louis R2 Builders Club, and they'll be rolling around and beeping and spinning all weekend long. So I encourage everyone to come out and talk to the builders about what they do, and get your picture taken with the R2 units, and which actually leads me into wanting to talk about the Southern Illinois Jedi Order Club. We will have.
Why do I not know that this group exists? I'm in Southern Illinois.
they've been around for quite a while. Everyone's probably more familiar with the 501st, the big yes. Stormtrooper clubs.
Yes.
But the Southern Illinois Jedi Order has been around for quite a while as well. And along with the R2 builders and the R2 droids, we are going to have such a strong Star Wars costume presence. Please come out if you're a Star Wars fan, and who isn't? Please come out and talk to them. And and get your pictures taken with the Southern Illinois Jedi Order. You are going to really love the way they look and what they've got put together.
And R2-D2, of course, just recently we learned that the designer of R2-D2 passed away. So you get to come on out and spend some time with some folks who are continuing the legacy of everybody's favorite droid. I don't think there's any droid out there that's more popular than R2-D2.
No, and the R2 builders had a good relationship with the creator. Mm-hmm. They were together at a show not too long, in the last 12 weeks, just after Christmas, I believe. They were together at a show before he passed away. So I'm sure they've got stories to tell about him and his creation of R2-D2. Pay homage to that for sure. And yeah, I mean, R2-D2 is as lovable and iconic as a Star Wars character is as some of the flesh and blood characters.
The dates of the 11th Cape Comic-Con are April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Go to cape-con.com or Google Cape Comic-Con. Don't do what I did and think that it was capecon.com without the hyphen. You're not going to end up where you need to be. Cape-con.com. And Ken, I know you are extra busy this morning, and we got a lot of excitement. We've got WrestleMania tonight. We're officially less than 2 weeks away now from Cape Comic-Con. Folks, I encourage you, if you're in the Southeast Missouri, or if you don't mind traveling for just a good time, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, make your way to Cape Girardeau the weekend of April 15th, 16th, 17th. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to meet a lot of people. You're going to see some great wrestling. And if you get a chance to see Ken Murphy in the 2 seconds all weekend where he's not running around, make sure you shake his hand and thank him for organizing just a tremendous event. Ken, I appreciate all the time that you give me today and over the years, and in a couple weeks when I see and hassle you about some stuff, I look forward to another great trip down to Cape Girardeau to see you, see other friends, and meet a whole lot of new people.
I look forward to seeing you, Greg, the wife, the new baby for sure. Come down, have a great time. No, fans, listen, come say hi to me. Let's get a picture taken. I have time for everyone. We'll have a great time. I do. We, and that is the collective we. We put this event on just so everybody can have a great experience, get together, enjoy like in common things. And Cape Comic-Con's a lot of fun. We hope everybody will come out and see us.
He's Ken Murphy. My name, Greg Mahochko. This has been episode 63 of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network, all about the amazement that you find at the Cape Girardeau Cape Comic-Con. Check it out, cape-con.com. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for sharing with your friends. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.